This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Bobby Bear Jr. is the son of Country Music Hall of Famer Bobby Bear. He was nominated for a Grammy at age 6 for a duet with his father and also appeared on television's Hee Haw as a child. He grew up next door to country greats George Jones and Tammy Wynette. But when Bobby began making his own music, he carved out a sound that had more in common with bands like Old 97s, Drive-By Truckers, and the Black Crows than it did with Nashville. Bobby joins me now to talk about his new album, Undefeated. Thanks for coming in, Bobby.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of your songs, although the presentation has a lot of edge to it lyrically, and some of the titles do sound like they would be great country records, but your treatment of them is very different. And the opening of this record, the first song has a, you know, a swirl of electric distorted guitars and that organ and everything. And I wondered where, you know, where your inspiration for that sound came from, and then deciding to use that as your opening statement for this album. How do you go about picking that first song?
I thought it would take the listener's head off. I thought it, and it's one of the only songs that doesn't really have to do with love or relationships. But that intro was actually, it was actually something that I really disliked. It was like this feedback thing that I really, and the way that, and there was this organ playing over it that I hated. So we just turned it backwards and played it backwards, and then I liked it.
And then it was,
and I thought, wow. So does that mean that I can take any song that I hate, play it backwards, and I will love it?
Have you tried that?
I'm about to on the next recording.
What's the first song you hate the most that you'd try that with?
What was Debbie Boone's big hit?
You Light Up My Life.
You give me hope. And if you play it backwards, it turns into, I'm sure, some Black Sabbath song that I'm going to like a lot more. North of Alabama, by moonlight through North Hollywood. The diesel will burn and the wheels will wiggle like worms.
Tell me a little bit about how you wrote If She Cares, because that song sticks in my head time and time again, and it lyrically it's super clever. But it's also poignant, and part of it is pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, most everything I do, most all the stuff that people think is really funny is the really scary, sad stuff that if I can get a room full of people to laugh along to the things that scare me the most, it makes it not so dramatic. It's just, but I sincerely wrote If She Cared Where I Was, I Wouldn't Be Here With You Right Now on a napkin while out with another girl after being dumped. It's like, I think I said it, and then I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that could be a song.
I could use that.
Did your date appreciate it?
She did not appreciate it. She said, what are you writing down? And when you get excited about an idea, it's like, this is what I wrote. And she was trying to be artsy-fartsy and understand my creativity, but I don't think she appreciated that idea while out with me.
Right. Is she still around?
No.
No. That was that.
I think she lost my phone number a long time ago. If she cared what I did, then I wouldn't be doing what we're about to do. If she cared what I did, then I'd be doing with her what I've been doing with you. And I know that you know, 'cause your silence is screaming at me.
Is it difficult writing a song? You've described this as your breakup record, and so you're taking these private feelings and putting them on public display and for your fans and people who are discovering you. And it must be a hard decision to make to go, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there.
Well, it's more of a getting dumped record than it is a breakup record.
A breakup, it means mutual, right?
Yeah, breakup sounds mutual. I mean, first of all, it's horrifying to get up on stage and then to actually expose something that's real. And you can tell when it's real. That's what I am drawn to when I hear a song or see someone perform. showing the uglies.
There you go. But not ugly is My Baby Took My Baby Away.
That's the crux of the whole album, honestly. That's the saddest song on the record, sincerely. I mean, I always say having a child with someone is like having the best-looking guy who ever lived move into your house and steal your woman right in front of you. And there's nothing you can do other than love the baby, which is really easy. He comes stumbling through the door with his bottle in hand, screaming while he's laughing, now he's crying again. Collapses on the couch in my den. He closes his eyes while he's mumbling. Makes a mess of everything and you don't care. Rules around the kitchen in his underwear. Sleeping all day, crying all night. Why am I all wrong and he's all right? Took my baby away with his itty bitty boots and his big fat face. I'm a long gone lonely daddy since my baby took my baby away.
The record closes with another loud one, Don't Stand at the Stove. And I guess you decided to go out the way you came in and make a bunch of noise.
The first time I found out we were having a baby, she was standing at the stove in the kitchen and she looked over her left shoulder and said, I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby.
Just casually.
Yeah, while cooking eggs or something.
Right.
And then skip 6-7 years, and my new girlfriend is standing at the same stove and looks over her left shoulder and says, here's the pregnancy test. You know, right. I'm having a baby. And the first thing I thought when she told me was like, oh, my gosh, this exact thing. It's happening again.
That's weird.
You know, yeah, it's very weird. But we were very excited to have the new baby, and that was fantastic. Sure. So I wrote the song, Don't Stand at the Stove.
Bobby Bear Jr.'s new album is called Undefeated. He recorded it with his band Young Criminals Starvation League, and it's out now. Thanks so much for your time this morning,
Absolutely.
Bobby. This was fun.
Thanks.